New York City's rent laws expire June 15th, and tenant advocates and some state lawmakers think a renewal of the laws should include cities outside of New York, including upstate. A hearing held by the state assembly sought input on that proposal and eight other rent reform bills now introduced in both houses of the legislature. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
Michael McKee has been a tenant advocate in New York City for 49 years. He's now a member of the recently formed Upstate Downstate Housing Alliance. He acknowledges that to many lawmakers outside New York City, it's a new idea to extend rent regulations. But he says housing crises and the lack of rights for tenants in cities like Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse makes it worthy of serious consideration. And he says the momentum is coming from the tenants themselves.
This is a national movement. There are tenants all over this country, in Chicago, in Texas, organizing for rent control. Oregon just passed a statewide rent control bill. So this is an incredibly exciting development.
New York City has around 1 million rent-stabilized apartments. An additional 22,000 units fall under the older system known as rent control. Currently, rent stabilization rules extend to some apartments in Nassau, Rockland, and Westchester counties. One of the bills before the legislature would extend the option of adopting rent stabilization in other communities in New York if the apartment vacancy rate is at 5% or lower. Ellen Davidson is a housing attorney with the Legal Aid Society. She represents indigent tenants in court over disputes with their landlords. Davidson says tenants all over the state are virtually powerless when negotiating rental terms with the owners of their building.
A tenant walks into an apartment having faced homelessness and is offered an apartment as is. If the apartment is in Buffalo and there's no insulation in the walls, which means their heat costs are going to go through the roof, they are so delighted of having the opportunity of having a roof over their heads that they accept it.
Tenant advocates are also seeking to close what they say are some loopholes in the current rent regulations. One is what's known as vacancy decontrol. It was enacted in 1997 and permits landlords under certain circumstances to leave the rent-regulated system. In the over two decades since the law was passed, 300,000 units have been phased out of the system. The tenant advocates would like to end vacancy decontrol and take back into the system apartments that have been deregulated in the past 6 years. The advocates, as well as several Democratic lawmakers, want to pass a new law known as the Good Cause Measure. It would strengthen tenants' rights when dealing with landlords seeking evictions. Assembly Housing Committee Chair Stephen Simberwitz, who presided over the hearing, says the bills are aimed at achieving a higher goal.
Every individual, every family, and every community needs quality, affordable housing.
Housing and Community Renewal Commissioner Ruth Ann Visnoskis also testified. She did not offer her opinion on any of the bills, but she promised lawmakers that she would give the agency's views soon.
I suspect we will be doing that early and often between now and the end, June 15th, when they expire.
In his State of the State speech in January, Governor Andrew Cuomo said he supports reforming the rent regulations and he also wants to end vacancy decontrol. The governor did not mention extending the rent laws to areas outside New York City and three other downstate counties where it is permitted. Tenant advocate McKee urged the Democrats who lead both the Assembly and the Senate to work together and resist attempts to weaken the bills.
We believe very strongly that if you do not work together, tenants are going to be screwed. And especially because we have a governor who will do everything he possibly can to undo what we're trying to do and water it down.
A spokeswoman for the governor says Cuomo remains fully committed to the reforms. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.